brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. We are 500 miles towards reaching the enemy's gates, and if we get there, they will fall, they will be defeated, the New World Order will be exposed. People say, what are solutions? The first big solution is the committees of correspondence, as they did for more than a decade before the Revolutionary War started. But this is an info war. We're trying to avert physical conflict, but if the British come, the modern New World Order comes from the North, at Lexington and Concord, that won't be our choice. We choose the path of peace, and that has been the most victorious peace passive resistance. But we simply move forward with the truth. We expose government-sponsored terror. We expose the private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve that's engineering the monetary collapse. We show how the wars are frauds with our own documents. We first have to educate the public. We're a long way into that process, but we still got a long way to go in that process. And then I say, go join a Second Amendment group. Go join Gun Owners of America. Go join a land rights organization. Go join a group defending the border. Defend. Fight the law of the sea treaty to take control of the ocean by the UN. Fight all these global taxes they're pushing, claiming it's an answer to man-made global warming when it isn't. Whether even if you believe it's man-made, their solutions don't do it. I'm doing everything I can. Politicians lie to you and give you some simple solution. Raise taxes, cut taxes, support me, do this. Send me money, that's the solution. No, it's not. The solution is a wide-ranging awakening and a wide-ranging assault on the New World Order. Before I go any further, I didn't plug this in the last hour. We're going to come back in the next segment, take calls, and get into a bunch of news I'll mention in a moment. But before we do that, Loose Change Final Cut is out for high-quality stream, and you can watch it several times in a week period at prisonplanet.com for $6.95. And it is not free yet on the web. Someday we might do that, but this had investors. This had other people involved. We bought all the footage. We made all these graphics. I mean, the graphics alone were like, wait till you see them. It's better than the stuff you see on Discovery Channel. I think it was like $40,000 or something. I mean, this was done legitimately, just like Endgame was. And I will basically be bankrupt myself, being one of the main financiers of this, if we don't sell a lot of the DVDs and if you don't go to prisonplanet.com and link through to loosechangethefinalcut.com. And besides, see it in the high quality online at prisonplanet.com. See it in the on the incredible DVD. Buy the DVD from us. There are four or five investors in this, and it took 2 years to make. All the airplanes, people flying around, events, all the interviews, having to pay for four people to live while they were doing this for 2 years, going and all the time spent getting footage, negotiating, buying it, all of this. Plus, it's an incredible film, and we as filmmakers deserve to be supported. Please go to Infowars.com and buy Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We've got it as low as $10.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. Give them as gifts this Christmas. Give it. I mean, people need to see this. Don't wait. Get it now and say, here's your present early. Here it is. Go buy Loose Change Final Cut at Infowars.com. So that we can live to fight another day. You talk about solutions, it does come down to supporting people that make these films. This is a professionally done film. It blows away the first and second edition. It's a completely new film. So again, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to go watch it online. It's $6.95. Or to get the DVD, it's $19.95. I suggest you do both. We need your support, Infowars.com. And again, with Endgame, I'm crazy. I just put it out on Google for free. I do not own this whole film. I cannot do that. And so anybody who's got it up there, we're having them all pulled down. And, we just can't do that at this time with the film. Okay? It's that simple. Go to the website. Buy the film. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, man, barely jumping back in my seat as the music ends. I'm doing 10 things behind the scenes in each break. I actually got to catch my breath here. Let's go ahead now and go to Rebecca in Canada. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Alex.
Good to talk to you, Rebecca.
I'm so grateful that you're finally the first opposition in the last 15,000 years towards these guys.
I don't think I'm the first opposition towards the New World Order.
You're the first vocal media, and I can't thank you enough. People up here in Canada, in Alberta, excuse me, I'm a little nervous, but people in Alberta are clueless. They have no idea.
Well, that's why I say the solution is first informing. We haven't done that basic step yet. We haven't completed that job yet. And we'll never be totally done. But you wake the people up, things will get fixed on their own by everybody taking action. But you have to first wake them up. Plus, who am I to say I have all the exact solutions? I'm not that heady or haughty. Yeah. I'm saying that if you wake people up, then they can make decisions about what they should do.
Well, what I've learned just in the last couple of weeks, I'm not sure if you know Michael Sarian. Michael Sarian, he's mentioned you in his documentaries.
The name rings a bell.
All right. Well, he's called you the first opposition. Next video I watched was from the Mayan calendar on Google Video, and it explains the cycle that we're in. Right now we're in, since February 1999, we've been in the galactic cycle. And the product of that is ethical considerations. So what have you noticed since January 1999? What's happening to our heads of state or leaders or CEOs or whatever?
They've been getting exposed.
Yeah.
But I would add that even if all that Mayan calendar stuff isn't real, and I don't know, it's pretty wild stuff. They were into mathematics and the stars and observatories and the rest of it.
Right.
Even if that isn't real, the elite do believe in that and do believe
right.
It's real. And so regardless, they are manifesting in their actions according to those belief systems, so it is important.
Well, know thy enemy and take over, because there's an ending to this ethical period. And that date is in February of 2011.
And what supposedly happens then?
The next stage is universal, which lasts. It'll only last until February 10th, until the 2012 date. So it's about a one-year cycle.
Isn't that supposedly a big mass awakening time?
Yep, pretty much.
And so the elite are trying to head us off at the pass, and I don't know. I mean, they've been saying that for over 100 years, and now it's all happening according to that date.
Well,
I don't know. There's a lot of weird stuff going on.
Hey, you play a role in this. You play. I'm shaking talking to you, Alex.
Oh,
you
please.
Play a role. No, I'm serious, all right? And I talk to people about it here. They think I'm crazy, and I love it. Because I'm the only one that's going to know what's going to happen to Canada and North America, because people are clueless here.
Well, I know this, Rebecca. Regardless, we're going into very, very tumultuous, turbulent times with just great upthrust and collapses and just so many things happening. Anything else you want to add?
If people can just wake up and discover that they have the power, that they need to be cleansed. We can stop the emotional, confrontation that we all want to bring out, and it feels good bringing out, right? But if we can wake up to who we really are, and that we're the ones that we're waiting for.
God bless you. I really appreciate your call. I don't know about all that stuff. I know a lot of people believe in it, and I know the elite believe in it. And so we should certainly look at it, because that's what they believe. Let's go ahead and take another call from Jim in Mass. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm a pastor here in Massachusetts, and I just want to make a quick comment. I know you have a lot of people waiting to speak with you, and let you know something that's going on with the Second Amendment here in Massachusetts that you may not be aware of. You may be, but I don't know. But I want to thank you for opening my eyes. My church and myself pray for you every Sunday and what you're doing down there in Texas and across this world.
Thank you.
And we think you're a great American. I think that should be stripped from Sean Hannity and relayed over to you. You really opened my eyes, and as the scriptures say that, people, the apostles even challenged people to not listen directly to what they were saying, but go research it for themselves, and that's exactly what I did when I first heard you. And everything that you say is true, and my battle cry has become to the Christian community is stop being sheep, stop drinking the Kool-Aid, and open your eyes to what's going on.
Did you hear last week when Hagee, the third biggest preacher in the country, and I was walking by TVs on last night at the radio station, they got like 12 TVs or more, because they've got like 10 in one room and a couple in another and a couple in the other, and I saw Hagee on History Channel, putting out his propaganda, but did you hear when Hagee said that Jesus wasn't the Messiah?
Oh, absolutely, and that's an anathema. That's sacrilege for what he said. And I actually brought that up on the pulpit on Sunday morning, and a couple of people got ready to head for the door, and I said, well, wait a minute here. I said, I'll tell you what. In the next week, I'll work on getting a copy of that recording, and I'll play it for you.
Go to YouTube and say and type in Pastor Hagee, Christ Not Messiah. They can go to his website,
right?
And he's got the video on his website.
Mm-hmm. But, people say, oh, that can't be. Afterwards, after our service, people come up to me and say, oh, that can't be true. He would never say anything
and
like that.
And it can't be true that Pat Robertson just endorsed Giuliani, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I called CBN and I asked to speak with somebody on that, because I said, I'm a pastor and we've supported you in the past, but we're not giving you another dime. And I said, I'd like to speak to somebody about this. And they put me off to somebody in public relations, and they took down my name and phone number. Never got a return phone call back.
Well, they had a press conference last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You can go watch it. And he says, well, the abortion thing, that's not as important as the Islamo-fascist.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, it's very disheartening, especially when you're a member of the clergy, to hear somebody else that a lot of people look up to. And, you know, again, they're trying to do it very subtly. And, again, unfortunately, Christians are sheep. And I tell my congregation that all the time, and they get very offended at it. But I said, you know, I was a sheep, too. Just because I'm a shepherd of the flock, I was a sheep, too, for a while until I opened my eyes. And I said, please just do your research. But, you know, the big thing is I think people are being enslaved by their finances, that people don't have time to do any of this because they're just trying to keep their head above water.
Well, I know it's scary as a pastor to see people walking out, but that means you're doing the right thing if it's causing people to be concerned. You don't want to go to a church where it's all just happy, lovey-dovey, and there's nothing to do and no challenge and no problem. You know, the disciples and the prophets were always, you know, causing big tumultuous things, and we're always having people get mad at them. And you know, that's definitely, the world's not supposed to love us, as you know, Pastor.
Absolutely.
And but again, you can, I'm sure you've got a computer. We post, Steve Watson wrote an article. Let me just go to the main page of PrisonPlanet.com. Let me look for it here. Here it is, Fake Christians Expose Themselves. You go to PrisonPlanet.com, right-hand side, News and Focus. And for some reason, Steve didn't even write about the Jesus Isn't the Messiah clip. He just talked about Pat Robertson and Hagee. But down here is the clip. In fact, let's just play that clip because people, and Pastor, God bless you. Thanks for the call. People can't believe it. We'll dig that clip up, John. Here's Hagee. This is unedited. You can, people emailed us saying it was fake audio. Folks, whenever Dick Cheney came out and said he was a secret member of the CFR and kept it secret, people thought that was fake. It was on C-SPAN. You can go watch the video. Some of them apologized after. We're not making this up. He really said this. Listen.
I'm delighted to present my latest book, In Defense of Israel. This book will expose the sins of the fathers and the vicious abuse of the Jewish people. In Defense of Israel will shape Christian theology. It scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah. It will also prove that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah. It will prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Rome, the high priest, and Herod to execute Jesus as an insurrectionist too dangerous to live. Since Jesus refused by word and deed to claim to be the Messiah, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? Read it in this shocking expose, In Defense of Israel.
This latest book by Pastor John Hagee is destined to generate lively discussions among Christians the world over.
Yes, lively discussions. No, people are just going to say it isn't real. But then when they see him give a whole sermon on it, which we've now found, they will say it is of the Lord. And that's what people who are... Now, again, if you're not a Christian, you think we're all a bunch of nuts, whatever. This is not a religious show, but I am a Christian. I make no bones about it. I'm proud of it. But I'm not one of these fake pulpiteers, as my uncle calls them. And, you know, the fact you have the third biggest preacher in the country, and to have the biggest, you can debate whether it's Dobson or Pat Robertson, but I would say Pat Robertson has more money, more TV stations, more influence. It probably goes Robertson, Dobbs, Dr. Dobson, and then, of course, Hagee. And, you know, he is a far third from those big two. But to have the biggest preacher endorse Giuliani, who's pro-gay marriage, pro-abortion, and again, I'm just coldly politically looking at this and analyzing it, that just shows a major break and a major shift. And then to have Hagee saying Jesus isn't the Messiah, didn't come as the Messiah, that's a big deal, folks. That's earth-shaking. And what does the flock do? They are so brainwashed that they attack myself, they attack the pastor, Jim and Mash, that you just heard. I mean, look, I'm sorry, but you have got the facts here. Pastor, I tell you, bring a laptop in, load it up on the screen, put it up on your pulpit, open it to full screen, and just play it over and over again to them. So, we're going to come back, get into some news, then more of your calls. Denise, Dan, Nathan, and many others, 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to get into cell phone tower radiation, cell phones themselves. I've talked about this, read a lot of articles, but I haven't really detailed it. We will be detailing it.
Ted Anders for Midas, November 12, 2007, gold 807, ounce gold coins can be purchased for $831.50, $409.80 for half, $204.90 for quarter, that's $831.50, $409.80 and $204.90. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen. The network retransmits us 9 to midnight Central. If you are a listener at work overnight, or if you listen, say, 7 a.m., 10 a.m. in the morning, or you want to listen at 3 p.m. Central, whenever you want to tune in, we have streams every day for 21 hours after each live show until the next live show starts up. And then Fridays, when the show ends at 2 p.m. Central, it restreams until 4 p.m. Central when I do the Sunday live show for 2 hours. Then that consecutively restreams at Infowars.com and TruthNews.us until I go live on Monday morning at 11 a.m. Central or high noon Eastern. And I want to thank all of you that do listen to the show. I want to thank all of you that have told your friends, family, neighbors, people in your community, pastors to listen to the show. I don't know why, but I'm able to wake people up. I'm able to reach out to people. And we're able to really wake people up when other folks haven't been as successful. But then other people are successful at waking folks up that I'm not successful at. Different strokes for different folks. We just covered the facts here, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I am humbled and honored to be your host. We also have the free podcast at Infowars.com. Each show, 6 days a week, the 6 shows we do a week, streamed out to you free to your MP3 or iPod device. So if you haven't subscribed to that, you know, when you're on the stair stepper, when you're driving to work, or you know, whenever you're out working in the yard, put the iPod on or the MP3 player, and you can listen to the show, fast forward, rewind, listen to it how you want, when you want, by subscribing for free to the podcast at Infowars.com. Also, if you're listening to us on an AM or FM station, oh, it's so good to just stop at red lights or at the grocery store or at your church or wherever and say, hey, tune into this station and tune into that station, whatever station is carrying us, or if a station's carrying a similar broadcast that supports Ron Paul or is fighting the New World Order, or if you've got a local pastor on the radio fighting the New World Order. There are some of those out there, quite a few. Tell people about that show. Or David J. Smith or Tex Mars or any of the other programs that are on out there that are doing a good job. Talk of worst recession since 1930s. This is out of the New York Sun today. After what Los Angeles money manager Arnold Silver called a brutal 3 days, the question is, what now for the market? We'll give you market numbers when we get back late in the day. A Wall Street superstar this year who runs Balestra Capital Partners, Jim Melcher, says he's worried about a recession, not a normal one, but a very bad one. Well, that's what the former Treasury head and, of course, the father of Reaganomics and Wall Street Journal editor said here last week. He said worldwide depression. Let me go back. Worried about a recession, not a normal one, but a very bad one, the worst since the 1930s. I expect we'll see clear signs of it in 6 months with a dramatic slowdown in gross domestic product. See, I said middle of next year, because I'm reading what market analysts are saying, not just in housing or not just in corporate paper, but in gold stocks, in gold itself going up by then. Over 2,000, they're talking about what the central banks are saying, what the exchequer is saying. 6 months from now is the key. We'll know, according to all the experts, we'll know if we're going to have a bad recession or a depression, okay? Not a normal recession, but a very bad one, the worst since the 1930s. I expect we'll see clear signs of it in 6 months with a dramatic slowdown in the gross domestic product. Balestra Capital, a $350 million New York hedge fund, was up 3% in the past three market sessions, with the Dow Jones Industrials spearheaded by widespread declines in financial stocks and fears of more billion-dollar-plus asset write-downs, tumbled more than 677 points, or 4.5%. The NASDAQ fared worse, skidding about 7%, triggered by across-the-board declines in those fast-stepping technology stocks. I'll cover financial portion of the news for the day when we get back. Then I'll take a gamut of calls, and then we'll get back into the world news, the war news, the police state news briefly, and then I'm going to spend the lion's share on frequency pollution, the radiating of America. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Look out your window, baby, and I see you like the cat. Man, he's saying, Dixie, man, got his hand out stiff. Could be the Bueller, could be the Loker.
Oh, Satan! Listen to him. Welcome back. All right, your calls are coming up. I want to get into financial news, but I'm telling you, there's something coming up this weekend you want to attend, especially if you're in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Missouri, Kansas. Drive down to Dallas, very nice hotel, very inexpensive for 3 days. Absolutely amazing. I haven't been to these, and I wish I could go. I've talked to so many people that have, like the Loose Change Crew, and Burmese is going to be down there. That is the livefreenow.org Freedom Law School 2007 Texas Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference on the 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's almost here. Get your tickets now. Give them a call at 972-980-8877. 972-980-8877 or go to livefreenow.org. Dave Von Kleist, Jason Burmese, Ted Gunderson, Mark Anderson, G. Edward Griffin, Robert Lawrence, Joe Bannister, William Rodriguez, Tommy Cryer, the list goes on and on. These are very professionally done, I've been told. Definitely check it out, livefreenow.org. And on top of that, I want to tell you about The Debtor's Secret Weapon. It's a thick book, easy read, though. I thought, because of the name of the website, oh, this isn't me. No, I'm not going to take that sponsor. And they just said, please read the book. And I went, my gosh, this is excellent information. Outin90.com, Outin90, OUTIN90.com, banners up on PrisonPlanet.com, 877-327-0365. Everybody needs this book, but not just the book. Hundreds of pages long. It's the three CDs, and I'm going to be honest, I couldn't watch and listen to them all. We tried. One CD had 60-plus hours of audio files, presentations on it. All of it I spot-checked was excellent info, but I did read the book. It's worth it right there alone. Give them a call, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or out90.com, ladies and gentlemen. All right. That said, Loose Change Fungal Cut is out, available for high-quality, super high-quality flash stream. Go watch the different trailers up on PrisonPlanet.com to get an idea of the quality you're going to be watching, and it's even better than that. And get it, $6.95, ladies and gentlemen. And also, by you getting it, I won't go to the poorhouse. And get the DVD as well. Loose Change Final Cut, completely new film. Indescribably good. Dylan Avery, a real savant when it comes to putting these type things together. And it is the preeminent 9/11 film. It even dwarfs Loose Change, second edition. You can also call toll free to get it, 888-253-3139. You can call and get in-game with it. We don't discount the Loose Change. We do discount the in-game when you get it with it. So you can get in-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement. These are perfect stocking stuffers, perfect for Christmas. But don't wait. Say, here's your Christmas present early, Loose Change, the final cut, and in-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement, giving the New World Order twin black eyes. I am excited about this. So, again, get your Loose Change final cut on DVD or see it online right now at Loose Change. TheFinalCut.com or link through at PrisonPlanet.com or TruthNews.us. One more plug. Well, before I forget, tomorrow, 5 o'clock, downtown Austin, 6th and Lamar, Waterloo Records and Video, and right next door is their nice restaurant, Waterloo Ice House. I like to eat there. I may even eat something there afterwards. But maybe we'll all go invade thereafter. But I'm going to give a speech at 5 to about 5:45 and sign in games for an hour and 15 minutes or so, and then I'll make the jump into hyperspace. But I do hope to see you there tomorrow. And details and address up on whatistheendgame.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get back into the financial news now. Let me try to calmly go over this. Look at the New York Sun headline, and I literally have more than 20 financial articles I printed yesterday and today on this very subject with other top financial experts saying the same thing. Now, I've been saying for about 3 months that it looks like we're going to find out if it's a huge recession, a deep recession we've entered about a year ago, or if it's going to be an all-out depression. Now, the difference is soup kitchens, people running around wild in the streets, banks going bust. They're already having runs on banks all over the place, in Europe, in the U.S., England, China, other places. I mean, this is serious. We'll know whether it's, I never thought I'd pray for a recession, but it's from bad to worse. I'll take bad rather than worse here. And I think it's the first time in about a month that I didn't wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and freaking out over this. I finally last night slept like a log, like I always slept in the past. Maybe it's because I was went over my parents and got in their hot tub for about an hour. Felt like a noodle. Man, I got to get one of those. All right, I'm already digressing, ladies and gentlemen. The point is, this is, well, remember last Friday we posted the article on Prison Planet from the Thursday interview, very important, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I said, could it cause a worldwide depression? He said, worse than that. The complete world financial collapse of currencies and barter, a barter system. Okay, now this is one of the chief economists alive today, one of the top 10 economists alive today saying that. Now here is another big wig, New York Sun, talk of worst recession since 1930. But the 1930s was not a recession. It was a deep 10-year depression from 1929 until 1939. The bottom was the winter of 33. And the War Powers Act and the rest of it, and the full federalization of this country. And now, in hindsight, it's all declassified and admitted that that was staged. A consolidation. They got to blow the economy out to really consolidate and get the middle class wealth. And so they're saying here that by the fifth month of next year, we should know whether it is going to be a mega recession or just a recession. So that's the New York Sun saying exactly what I'm saying. And again, it's not like I'm going, ooh, look, I'm smart. This is what actual financial publications that analysts and people on the inside read. They're all public, but very few read them. You watch MSNBC, CNBC, CNN Financial, you get a PAP, you know, a baby food rice cereal version of it, and this is Everclear. Okay, this is something that, you know, will scald your throat when you drink it down versus the pap that the babies the public are gobbling with delight. And I have a responsibility to get up. Now, frankly, I do have enough. I have a little bit of pull out there in the world. Sometimes I wish I didn't. It's a great responsibility. But it probably adds to the severity of things that I'm on air every day saying curtains. But that's what all the evidence shows, so I hope this doesn't happen. I hope it's just a recession. But I have a responsibility to you, my listeners, to just tell you what I think's going on, to tell you what my brain and intellect and my research says. And this could happen any day. When the public finally figures this out, the slide is already at Mach 10, hair on fire. But it's going to light speed and then warp speed when the public finds out. I mean, you could go into banks going bust overnight. In a week, we could go from just a recession that they still don't want to admit we're in. They're now starting to say, okay, we've been in one maybe for a year, a light recession that may deepen. The minute the public figures this out, ladies and gentlemen, we're literally sitting on top 20 tons of TNT, big barrels of black powder and plastic explosives and huge vats of nitroglycerin, and the New World Order is tap dancing on top of it and dancing around with waving sparklers in their hands. I mean, that's basically what's happening, and I'm just looking at it in abject horror. So I don't know when it's going to explode, or maybe you can dance around tap dancing naked with sparklers in your hands on top of a warehouse of TNT and dynamite fuses sticking out like a prairie. I mean, that's literally, all right, enough of the analogies. I'm out of control. Just analogy after analogy. I'm bad. The mainstream news, though, the pap the public's being fed is like this. And it sounds bad, but they're just creeping the news out and making it all about subprime. You look at actual banks, and I did try to count this up this weekend, because I kept saying $250 billion, $450 billion, $500 billion. It now looks to be over $700 billion injected by foreign banks and U.S. banks and central banks and treasuries. $700 billion that has been injected in the last 3 months, and now they're talking about a new $100 to $200 billion bank super fund to continue to just control the slide. All it's doing is controlling it. Meanwhile, the public, unless they dig, only gets news stories like these. Subprime losses may reach $400 billion, analysts say. Bloomberg today. Losses from the falling venue and value of subprime mortgage assets may reach $300 billion to $400 billion worldwide, Deutsche Bank AG analysts said. Wall Street's largest bank and brokers will be forced to write down as much as $130 billion because of the slump in subprime-related debt, according to a report today by Mike Mayo, a New York-based analyst. The rest of the losses will come from smaller banks and investors in mortgage-related securities. That's you losing money who are invested in those. Citigroup, Inc., because they're not going to bail you out, the small banks, the small brokerages, the small companies, for the last 3 months when they're not buying the mortgages you sold that they certified and said were kosher, or the securities that are in those hedge funds and in those mutual funds that were heavily invested in these debts, in the mortgages and other little goodies. And it's not just the subprime, it's the jumbo loans are the second largest sector, subsector, really suffering, as people that were given loans from $550,000 to $1 million for nicer homes, or in some areas that's a rat shack in San Francisco or New York. And even people that have money were able to get the loans. Some of those loans haven't been sold. You sold it to the broker bought it and then meant to go bundle it and sell it and hasn't been able to do it. Your local title company, your local bank. This is serious. And again, this is all being precipitated by design to cause this consolidation. Citigroup, Inc., Merrill Lynch & Co., and Morgan Stanley led more than $40 billion of write-downs of assets as record U.S. foreclosures plundered asset prices. About $1.2 trillion of the $10 trillion of outstanding U.S. home loans are considered to be subprime, Mayo said in a note. Now, remember, only $10 trillion outstanding, but there is over $400 trillion. This is admitted that some say it's even higher and leveraged out to infinity. $400-plus trillion in derivatives. And that's paper sold on paper sold on paper and those all those different classes of derivatives. And so they're talking about $10 trillion here causing this, when in reality they're having losses across the board in other sectors that dwarf what they claim started all this in the subprime, which in the end is all going to be blamed for it. As we told you a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I've studied other crashes in Asia and in Europe and in the U.S. in the past. They always blame it on some little subsector. Now, what happens is people have spent all the equity they got on first and second mortgages. Now they can't pay their credit card bills, but the average American individual has $35,000 now in credit card bills. Now they can't pay that. What happens as the trillions of dollars just in the U.S. alone in credit card, a large portion of it doesn't get paid? What happens when that hits in the next 5 to 6 months? It's already hitting now. What happens is that starts to unravel. Are you starting to get the picture? And there's sector after sector after sector after sector after sector. Trying to make my point here. Hundreds of different sectors. Why did the globalists do this? Imagine it as a tsunami of cash, a tsunami of credit, a tsunami issue that allows them to get everybody in debt and the big banks at the same time. We're buying water districts. We're buying control of assets in school districts, buying control of cities, buying control of corporations, buying control greedily and speculation of any startup company in IT or nanotech or bioengineering or medical or military or prison or security you could ever imagine. See, sector after sector. Buying them up greedily because there was so much capital, the big central banks used that as a weapon to buy up even larger chunks of what they didn't control. Now to the point where they own or have leverage around 80% of the global assets. Of the 20% in the Western world that are left, the middle class owning, that's still a lot of wealth, they're now horning in and they've got most of those people who even think they're in a good position leveraged to the point now where they're going to be bankrupt, a lot of them, then that will accelerate the loss of confidence. The economy will crater, and then the majority of the 20% assets that are left on the table can be scooped up like at the end of a 10-hour, poker game. The pot has gotten quite large in the enemy's hands. There's a few little piles of chips left in a few hands, and they're horning in like this game of Risk to win the day and get those as well. That's the bottom line that we face right now with the economy. That's why they put a police state in preemptively before they engineered all of this. And so the question is, how deep will this go? How bad will it get? And how does the setup for the attack on Iran tie into all of this? How does all the talk of the domestic police state and the apparatus being constructed and oiled and maintained and expanded tie into all of this? We'll tell you when we get back. Then we'll take calls quickly. Then I'm going to get into frequency pollution, the poisoning, the radiation poisoning of America.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Yeah, Endgame is out, and so is Loose Change Final Cut. InfoWars.com is the attack point. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Everybody. Welcome back. We are on the edge of major changes, as you know. And why do they want to have this Iran war set up? It is set up for a unifying effect so that we can have a war right when the bankers implode our economy and then psychologically blame it somehow on the Iranians and the war. They're already putting out the talking points. I knew that'd be a key point when I heard them suddenly on the neocon radio start saying, oh, all this is happening because of the Iranians. They dumped the dollar and they started the war and... yeah, they're going to make our economy plunge. Doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense. As long as there's a war, even if we go into a depression, the people won't riot too much because, after all, Homeland Security is just keeping them safe from the evil, wicked Al-Qaeda that comes from Iran. Doesn't matter if they actually fight Al-Qaeda. And so that's what we're facing on that front right now. Now, getting into some of the other financial news. I mentioned this. Here it is from the Wall Street Journal. U.S. banks agree on Superfund structure. The three largest U.S. banks have agreed on a structure of a $100 billion Superfund designed to help unblock the credit market. See, unblocked. It's still blocked. The Wall Street Journal reported Monday, citing people familiar with the situation. Then you go on to read in another article out of CNBC, they're talking about $200 billion. It starts with $100 billion, a day later it's $200 billion. But the fund still has to obtain the blessing of the bank's corporate managers, legal departments, tax experts, and credit rating providers that will assure the debt associated with it before it becomes operational, the paper said. The Superfund plan was initiated by Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and Bank of America with the backing of the U.S. Treasury Department in the wake of the credit squeeze in September. Since then, the three banks have tried to put together the details of the plan and to attract other financial institutions to take part, but so far there have remained sidelined. Yeah, right. You've got almost $700 billion injected by central banks into the markets and into these funds and to cover these debts that and people that are refusing and people that are going into default. And so basically there's just hundreds of billions of dollars every month flying around into the big banks' hands to do whatever they want, while they block buying all the corporate debt they encourage from the lower-level banks that did the deals. As the Financial Times reported. Remember, the Financial Times of London already reported this 2 months ago. They are doing this. But by the time you read it in CNBC or the Wall Street Journal, that is not happening. And I said I'd go to the market, then I backed out of it. Let me give you the market numbers. When we come back, I'll give you all the market numbers as we get 1 hour away from the close of Wall Street. The market right now is at 13,074.53. So it basically has stayed where it was as of now last Friday, down almost 700 points.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Attention.